smiling face appears at the center of a vibrant yellow background with a pattern like a sunburst. A title appears between a baseball's seams. How to Play Baseball. Now, an American flag waves in a gentle breeze.
Baseball, the great American game. The national pastime of millions, both young and old. The game is played with a sphere known as a baseball. The cork and rubber core is carefully wrapped with yarn and covered with tough horsehide. The bat is made of carefully selected wood and perfectly balanced. The glove or mitt is well padded, except where the ball is caught. Baseball is usually played in a ballpark, consisting of a grandstand, bleachers, fence, and a playing field or diamond, so named because of its diamond-like shape. The game is quite simple, as there are only 9 players to watch at one time. When the ball is hit, they change position quickly, thus. Here's the pitch. It's a hit to right field. The runner starts for first base. The right fielder goes for the ball. The pitcher covers first. Second baseman pulls off base. Shortstop covers the bag. Center.
An overhead view of a field diagrams the complicated play.
Stretch the hit for two bases. Here's the throw from field. The runner is out or safe for either or neither or both. Simple, isn't it?
Goofy wears a uniform.
The player is an all-around athlete. The uniform is loose-fitting to allow freedom of movement. The socks are what the team is named after. The shoes are sturdy, lightweight, and comfortable.
He steps in gum.
Spikes are firmly fastened to the soles of the shoes to prevent slipping.
It pulls his shoe apart.
Gum also plays an important part in American baseball.
On the field.
The pitcher, or hurler, is the most important man on the team. To the layman, the colorful actions of the pitcher may appear a trifle overdone. However, such is not the case. The windup, for instance, is very necessary. For pitching demands limber brains and well-coordinated muscles. Not only in the throwing arm, but of the entire body, in order to achieve that bullet-like delivery of the ball. On the opposing team, we have the batter, who carefully selects his favorite stick or bat.
Goofy appears as all the players on both teams. The batter, wearing a red uniform with gray socks, steps up to the plate holding a dozen of bats. He throws all but one away and kisses it before using the bat to tap dirt off his cleats. The batter scoops dirt into his hands and rubs it all over his uniform and hat, then grinds his feet on the ground to take his batting stance.
The play starts when the batter hits the ball. Strangely enough, however, pitcher tries to keep the batter from hitting the ball. To accomplish this, the pitcher holds the ball in such a manner as to cause it to curve when thrown.
The pitcher lifts his foot above his head and throws the ball. It takes a curving path to the batter, who swings and misses, his arms twisting around him.
The inside curve, the outside curve, and the drop.
A ball burrows under the batter and into the catcher's mitt. The pitcher winds up.
A straight ball can also be deceptive. For example, the spinner.
The ball corkscrews through the air, sawing the bat into shavings that land on the batter's head like blonde curls.
To further confuse the batter, the pitcher may alter his strategy by a change of pace, or slow ball.
The pitcher winds up very slowly, lightly releasing an underhanded pitch. The ball stops in midair in front of the batter, then jerks away every time he tries to hit it. The batter strikes a nonchalant pose and sneaks a glance at the ball. As he takes wild swings, the ball escapes and the batter leans exhaustedly on his bat.
The spitball is also used to further dampen the batter's spirits.
The ball spits in his face.
The speedball is referred to as the fireball, smokeball, etc.
The next pitch zooms past the batter in a cloud of smoke, leaving his bat charred and flaming.
And now we can fully appreciate that thrill of thrills, the World Series. It's the deciding game. Our team just about has the series in the bag. The score is 3-0. It's the last half of the ninth inning, folks. Our pitcher is the hero of the day. He's pitched a no-hit, no-run game. There are 2 out, and the count is 3-2 on the batter. Confidently, he bows to the plaudits of the crowd. There's the windup and the pitch.
He casually throws the ball, which the batter hits.
It's a hot grounder down the third baseline. The runner's away to the speeder express train.
The batter trips over bats, but touches one finger to the base.
And he's safe on first. Our pitcher is a bit perturbed.
The glaring pitcher takes a bite out of the ball.
The runner's taking a long lead off first.
The runner inches away from the base, shuffles back toward it, then sneaks away again.
The pitcher sees it. There's a fast peg to first, and the runner is trapped. He's in the old pickle, folks. If he gets tagged with the pill, the ball game is over.
An overhead view shows the players as dots on the field with the runner trapped between the first and second baseman.
Uh-oh, he dropped the ball! Slide!
The runner slides, creating a mound of dirt. He reaches out from the mound and touches the base.
He's safe! On second! The pitcher is worried. He takes a quick look toward second. There's the pitch and... Oh! He dusted him off with the old bean ball, folks!
Stars and circles appear around the head of the batter, another Goofy, as his pupils roll around in his eyes and a bump springs up on his head. With a dazed expression, he stands up.
And the batter gets a free trip to first.
He flips to the base, landing on his head.
Here's the situation, folks. We have a man on first and a man on second. It's anybody's ball game now. The crowd is going wild, and the pitcher seems to have lost some of his confidence. He gets the signal, and here's the pitch. The batter has decided to bunt. It's a short pop fly. The catcher goes after it. The pitcher and third baseman come in perfect unison. Looks like an easy out.
Three Goofies in white and blue uniforms try to catch the ball but crash into each other.
Hey, get that ball. Peg it first. Peg it
The trio's
first.
Limbs get tangled up as they scramble for the ball.
That was the ball to first. It's going to be close. He's safe. And what a ball game this has turned out to be. The bases are loaded. The pitcher's in an awful spot and the crowd is going crazy.
One of the runners taunts the pitcher, who sweats.
The pitcher's tense.
Oh, what?
The batter's tense. The crowd is tense. It's up to the pitcher. $500,000 and the World Series hinge on this pitch.
The pitcher jumps out of his pants to avoid a line drive.
It's a terrific hit! He literally knocked the horsehide off the old apple. The runner tears the first and the crowd is going absolutely mad! It's a high fly to center field. The outfielder comes in fast. The runner tears around first base. Here comes the ball, and it looks like the fielder has it.
The center fielder reaches up, but the ball unravels into a heap of yarn.
But he dropped it!
As batters round the bases, the fielder winds the yarn back into a ball. The fielder throws the ball, but it unravels again.
Here comes the runner toward second. There goes another man home, and the score is tied! There goes the winning runner on third.
The fielder hops while holding the unraveled yarn up around his legs like a sack.
Race for home plate! Slide! Slide! This is going to be close!
The players crash into each other.
Well, folks, it's up to the umpire, that impartial pillar of judicial dignity whose word is law.
He's out! What do you mean I'm going to...
As the runner, the umpire, and the fielder argue, the rest of the players pile on top of them. Fists, bats, and bottles fly out of the ensuing dust cloud.
Free speech, that great American privilege, is thoroughly enjoyed by players and spectators alike. That's why the national sport will always be that good old American game, baseball.
Words appear at the end. Audio description by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios, voiced by Darren Revitz.